We are back. Here we go. Here we go. Coming back. Episode 44, I believe, right?
Oh, I don't know. I always forget.
Yeah?
I'm always surprised.
You're always surprised. Yeah. You are always surprised. You're always very impressed that we progressed one more.
It adds up. It's like, you know, when you do a little bit each day, you're like, oh, I'm at 44.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're at 44. Here it is. Here it is. How you feeling?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm a little sore from all this cold weather.
Yes. Yeah,
if you're asking me for real how
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, this is what happens when two people go into a shed and get real. This is, it is tough. I mean, I don't want to small talk, you know, but it's especially when there was that cold, then it got warm, and then, like, my body got really achy. And that's what it does. Your body's get achy for a little bit, and then you get acclimated. And you're like, oh, okay, what was that even? What was that?
Yeah, you tried to figure, was I sick?
Yeah.
I don't think I was sick.
But this time it was, you had it twice.
Yeah.
And that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
So I give it to you. I'm not mad at you. I mean, like, half the time, we, like, especially recently, we start off talking about the fact that I wear comfy pants now. Usually how we start. Which, going very well. It's going very well.
I love that you give us an update every week.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I found my limitations. I found my limits with how, I guess, comfortable I'm willing to try to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, whatever. That long preface. Why do I do that? So, I found out that I can't. I can't, like, watch my phone in bed.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I try to.
We don't have any electronics up in our rooms.
No, I mean, I know I wouldn't be able to watch TV in bed, but I figured I was like, you know, I'm wearing comfy pants now. Like, maybe I can start going to bed a little early.
Yeah.
And then just, like, you know, like, trailing off whatever my brain needs to do on my phone.
Yeah. You know.
Which is just watching YouTube videos on Atlantis.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I can't do it. I don't know what it is. I just can't. It's not comfortable.
Yeah.
It's just not the way TV, like, recline, like, repose, like Cleopatra style. Like, Cleopatra was never watching her phone.
No.
She was, like, you know, watching her phone, like, at a desk or sitting at a table. I mean, that's what I mostly do, is, like, I sit at the kitchen table, like, holding
her. She probably had a stand.
No. That's
Cleopatra?
I'm analog. Oh, she had a stand?
Yeah, she had a stand.
Yeah, she had people that held her phone.
True.
Did you watch any of those town hall meetings at all that I was telling you about?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, they're gripping.
Are they?
Yeah.
You'll have to send me the link to one. I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, so here's, I don't know if anybody has seen these. Yeah, because what? No, because what?
You're just into some weird stuff.
I think I have a very healthy YouTube algorithm. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. So if you haven't seen these town hall meet, they're on Ozzy is the name of the page, and each one is 100 of a different type of group or ethnicity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is 100 black men.
Mm-hmm.
The next one was 100 white women.
Mm-hmm. It sounds funny.
It does sound funny. It does sound funny. And the next one was 100 biracial children with no fathers. No, that's not true. That's not true. That was a joke. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
No, but the next one was 100 Asian millennials.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one was 100 Latinos.
And that's where you are.
I watched them all. No, I'm done.
Watch it. Oh, you're done.
I'm done the homework.
Okay.
I'm ethnic. I'm ethnically not involved. I'm like
informed.
I guess informed. It's the whole entire point of these things are to prove that even amongst these groups there are varied opinions.
Yeah.
And a lot of them that counter each other in ways, and they were discussing those ways. So. So I don't even know where to start. It's like, I don't even know where to start. Ask me anything.
Like they're really, are they really grip? Like people get heated? Are they're gripping? Like does somebody narrating them? Like what makes them compelling?
Well, there's moderator and they're every group follows the moderator pretty well. But honestly, the only two groups that you have to worry about are the black men and the white women.
Why's that?
Because the other two groups were like, okay. Like they were like, they were very respectful of the process.
Oh, okay.
You know, like nobody was trying to shout any, like none of the Asian millennials were trying to shout down any of the other Asian millennials.
But the white women, the black men were?
Oh, good Lord, yes. That's all they did. No wonder we're together. Are you kidding me? We're just alike. We are just alike. That is sad to see. That whatever quality that we have that is woman-like is white woman-like. Because it was very similar. It was like watching the same exact thing.
Really?
Yeah. It was, and it's just so much anger. So much anger as perspective is what it is in these two communities.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was also funny because, like, they did not address all the same things in all of the groups, of course, because like these different groups have different problems. Like there's no reason, even if it was going to be discussed, it might have been discussed amongst the black men, but immigration isn't going to get discussed the same way for the 100 black men as it's going to be discussed for the 100 Latinos,
right?
Hispanics,
right?
I don't know if both of those are right. You agreed to both of them. You're on record. You said right. I heard them. I heard both of those rights. So they didn't each cover the same topics, is what I'm saying. But it was funny because some of the topics that they were discussing with the Asian millennials actually affect the way the world works.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like, it was really...
They were so relevant.
It was, and I don't even think they realized, because everybody feels marginalized. Every one of these groups feel marginalized, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
And I don't even care if it was 100 white men. I feel like that group right now deserves to feel marginalized if that's what they feel.
Yeah.
Because they are. They are attacked. Don Lemon, or Don Ursula, gets on camera and says that the main problem with America right now is white men.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up thing to say. And then they're talking about Donald Trump saying crazy things that are going to make people go around and shoot somebody. It's like, come on, that's a little nutty.
Yeah.
Like, talking about leverage. He's Don Ursula. He has, like, so many people.
Yeah.
But, wait, what was I saying?
They all felt marginalized, and so did the Asians, and
rightfully so. I think we finally live in a time where everybody deserves to say, I feel marginalized.
But we all earned it.
Yeah, everybody's earning it right now. But it's just so interesting to see. Well, it's like, no, we don't think that. It's just, there are some cultural things that are affecting that certain perception, right?
Yeah.
So with the 100 Asian millennials, they talked about the fact that Harvard started to discriminate, really, against Asians.
Right. They didn't want to let them in based off of their
How is that not racist?
Standards.
Why are we, like, it's just so, we live in the most ridiculous world. That's literally racist.
Literally.
Literally.
That's it.
Yeah. Finally, boom.
We found it.
I've been saying there's no such thing as systemic racism.
And there it is.
And there it is right there.
And nobody uses that example against
you. And then I say, well, the only example of systemic racism right now is this.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. It's like, wait a second, but your whole point, how is it? How do we just flip sides? Are you Bugs Bunny? Am I Daffy Duck? What just happened here? Like that is literally the only
example.
Why
does that feel racist to us? Because we're like, they're so smart. Like they don't get to go to Harvard, they go to Princeton. Like, is that like our stereotype or is it like...
I mean, is it because...
Like, I mean,
because
we're white women and you're black men.
Yeah, so we should be discussing it.
Yeah, we should know.
I don't know.
It's us.
I just don't feel like... I don't feel... They're not loud enough. They're
you
not
think
loud.
That's it?
That's what it is. Because here's the deal. So one of the things that they were doing is they were trying to... Harvard was trying to validate that they were going to discriminate against Asians because they're trying to put together a campus with diverse personalities and perspectives and stuff. And that's what a campus is. A campus isn't just diversity in color and skin color. It's also diverse in thought, right? Mm-hmm. And they were saying that Asians are low in personality. They were like just marking them low in personality as soon as they came through.
Really?
Just boom, low in personality.
Yeah.
Right? And so that was, it's fucked up, isn't it? Dude, it's like, oh, this doesn't get less racist. You know what I mean? Like this practice doesn't get less racist. So, and that's another thing that they discussed, like the Asian millennials, they discussed the fact that they feel like they are kind of just cast aside and just like overlooked personality-wise. And like, we have personalities. And here's the thing. You're also way too respectful about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the whole entire thing about being an American is whatever your personality is, you brash it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's like whatever it is, just be bold and brash about it, and that's that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is gets the same type of respect in a lot of Asian American cultures, like subsets. I don't think like being over the top about it gets as much credit.
I think maybe a neighbor is like the rudest Asian out there, and he like the worst thing he does is he just walks around with his arms crossed.
That's it.
Like
and loudly doesn't speak to us. And comes over to our house and hits our tree with a fishing pole.
But that's all.
That's it. I mean,
I'm really not offended.
not really. I mean, he seems to know what he's doing. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's really most of what that is.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
Wait. So what else did they do with their like no personality? Did Harvard do more?
I mean, that's mostly what they were doing
it.
To validate their discrimination.
Yeah.
Was scoring them low in personality.
Yeah.
Which is it's just a fucked up gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how do we make this not look bad? Well, let's call them low in personality. And then people look into it and they're like, well.
I know. It's so messed up.
I mean, come on. You know, so it is. It's very messed up. It's very messed up that nobody's saying anything about this.
Yeah.
All these people out here claiming that there's systemic racism out there,
Yeah.
There it is. Perfect example.
Yeah.
You know, so. That was the funniest thing to me.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, what? We live, I need to watch the show, but I've seen enough comedians make this reference where I feel like it's valid. We live in a Black Mirror episode. Does that work? Does that work? Could this be, I mean, 'cause you would have to think that Asians in that college age must feel like we live in a Black Mirror episode. Maybe a lot more than we do in this regard.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But again, I don't know what a Black Mirror episode is. I've never seen
it. You
could
do it. You could make it. You could exaggerate a little bit, make it a little freaky.
It is freaky. It's freaky. There are protests going on right now all the time.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's so, again, all over the place. Like, people.
So if you think if the world found out that they were doing this to Black students at one of the Ivy League schools, marking them low in personality, or finding
there's no way you can mark Black people low in personality. Are you kidding me? You can mark them too high in personality when they come in. It's like, can they dial it down?
Yeah.
Can they dial back to Harvard? Can they do that? Can they do that? Yeah. You guys are a little too Bucknell right now. You need to dial it back to Harvard.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
people would be outraged.
People would be protesting in the streets. Yeah. It would be like, here it is.
We would rehash the history of how Black people didn't get the fair shake of education.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We'd revisit all the evils of the history that's been done to Black people.
Yeah.
We don't talk about the evils that have been done to Asian people.
Not at all. Not at all. Because they're like,
we did put you all in camps.
It was like Japanese people were like, oh, we're cool now? Cool. cool. I thought you guys were mad at us. And yeah. Just like reemerged back into society.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all respectfully. It was like, that's so fucking ridiculous. That's so ridiculous. We didn't even ask them to do it.
No.
They were just like, man, it's crazy. Here's the deal. Here, and I'll say this, and I stand by this 100%. 100%, because they were talking to the Latino people, and they were asking them if they felt like they would see a Latino president in their time. That was one of the questions. Do you feel like you would see a Latina or Latino president in your time? Mm-hmm. Right? And I hope it's not before the Asian president. That's what I want to see. I would see that. I'll put it to you this way. If they were like, if there was like, if they found a clause in the Constitution where it was like, hey, if the current president just existing as a president is causing so much divisiveness that people can't have a rational discussion about the president, we just slip in the nearest Asian until things blow over. I would be perfectly fine with that. I would be perfectly fine with that. I feel like, in my opinion, I would want it to be a conservative Asian. That's just my opinion. But I just feel like if you just slip in the nearest Asian, you know, until the next election, he might even win the next election. But it's like, I feel like that's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
That's what needs to be done. That was like, they were just on some level-headed different shit. It was just like, yeah. I want my next president from there.
Okay.
You
Let's
know?
Put it out there in the universe. The next, hell yeah. Next hell nominee. Yeah. Find us an Asian.
A conservative Asian American. I'm being very specific to you universe. Don't you look at me like that, universe. Don't you come back with no liberal fucking, don't you do that to me. Because I'm still going to vote for him. Like, I don't care what it is. You give me an Asian American, you're getting my vote. You're getting my vote.
Like, male, that's or female? Or do I know better than to ask that question?
Let me think about this. Conservative female?
Yes.
100%. She's got my vote.
Wow.
100%. Liberal female? Not happening. It is not happening. You're out of your mind if you think that's happening. Get out of town. I changed my mind. Yeah. But it was. Man, white women and black men are just so fucking explosive.
Yeah, the white women were acting.
They're showing their ass like the whole entire episode. It was just like, and everybody ends like in the black people and the black men and white women one. And it happened like maybe a few times in the Latino one, not nearly as many times as it happened in the white women, black men. It happened all the time in the white women, black men one. And it's like they say something, they say their opinion and end with, and you gotta be a sellout to think otherwise. You know, are you
really?
Gotta, yeah. And I was like, are you gotta be a complete idiot to think, you know, that's my
wow.
white woman.
I gotta watch the white woman one.
Yeah.
I need to start there.
Yeah, it's a good one, man. There's this one lady that is like clearly a Trump supporter, clearly very conservative, you know, clearly all about the Second Amendment, you know, and there's this white teenage girl who went to one. So some of these are high profile white people. Some of these are high profile people for all of them.
Yeah.
Like, so there's a moderator and then there's two high profile people in what would be like the hot seats, like right next to the moderator. But then it's discussed by all these people in the crowd. And some of these people in the crowd rotate onto the hot seats. So they're also people of clout. Like some of the people that didn't even speak in some of them I recognized as stand-up comedians in each one. I recognized stand-up comedians amongst each crowd.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. And then there was maybe not so much with the white women one, but I thought like she could be a comedian.
Yeah.
You know? And it was interesting. It's interesting, but it's like man, they were just going at it.
Yeah.
They were going at it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, here's the thing. even when there was in, like a little bit of going at it in the Latino one, because that's the one you would expect to be equally as explosive, you know.
Right. They're fiery
their,
people.
Their passion, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you would expect. That's the stereotype. But it was, there was still like this guise of decorum that had to be shattered first.
Yeah.
That didn't exist for the white women and black men. They just came in ready to go.
Oh,
it
man.
Was like that. I feel like every single, like of those 200 people,
yeah.
the white women and the black men, they stepped in ready to fight. Like they came there ready to do battle. All 100 of them. I don't give a shit what any of them say.
Yeah.
Like all, you know, every single one of them. And it was, it's evident. It's like.
They're all, because we're all both white men and black, white women and black men right now are like, I'm telling the truth. Like everybody's telling the truth. Like everybody was talking to their friends back home, getting all fired up about how they were going to keep it real.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to let, you know, like their logic, which is fail proof. Like they're going to, you know, show the world what's what.
You know, and I bet the rhetoric was the same for white women and black men. I bet both groups were saying about the same thing. And they were probably saying that, like, you know, there better not be somebody with this counter opinion there.
Yeah.
There better not be somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
angry groups. Huh?
Yeah. Angry groups. Angry groups of people. I want to see. I'm curious. I'm going to see the 100 white men.
Yeah. What do you think? You think they're off the chain? You think they're off the leash?
Oh, it's going to be explosive.
They're wild. Oh, they're God, wild dudes. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Everybody's going to revert back to their frat years. Even if you didn't go to a frat, I don't give a fuck. You have frat years.
Yeah.
If you're a white guy, you have frat years.
Yeah.
There was a time period in your life where, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so true.
So, yeah, I think it's going to get pretty contentious because I feel like they're going to be very disrespectful towards each other.
Yeah.
And that's the start of it. And that's why it got contentious amongst the black guys. That's why it got contentious amongst the white women. And that's why it didn't get contentious amongst the Asian millennials.
They showed respect to
each Nobody other. Nobody got disrespectful towards each other.
Yeah.
It was like.
So did they get more done in their conversation? Did you feel like they had
God.
Deeper conversations?
They solved
because
all the problems of the world. They were asking them about well, to be fair, so each one was in a different location.
Yeah.
The white guys were in Baltimore.
The
black guys were in Baltimore. The white women were in, I think, Nashville, Tennessee. The Asian millennials were somewhere in a tech
California?
Place. Isn't Seattle a tech place,
yeah,
too?
It could have
been
Seattle.
Either one of those.
Okay. You know, I'm like trying to guess in my head. I was thinking D.C. for the white women.
That's fair.
But Nashville.
So, okay, what do you think the Latinos would have been? Hispanics. I don't know what to call you guys.
I need to know.
Yeah.
Either Texas or Florida. I'll go with Florida.
Okay. They were in New York City. The Bronx,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So the location mattered a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
But they were asking the Asian millennials about tech, about AI,
yeah.
about robots.
Yeah.
Like the future of like
yeah.
robots, like the future of like the shit that matters, you know? Mm-hmm. And like none of those questions got asked to those angry white women. Like nobody gave
now they weren't
with those angry
robots.
Black men cared about like robots.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
It does.
White women talking about robots.
Which is like, come on, man. We're a little different, right?
Little
you know, we're a little bit different. Oh, man. Yeah. I had some notes. I took some notes. I tried to do some preparation.
Okay. But we all enjoy Black Mirror, except for you.
Yeah. Yeah, but what did I write? Because I was thinking of all the different 100 groups that I would like to see. And like my first one was 100 douchebags. Like just hear, we need to hear from 100 douchebags. That would be hilarious. You know, if like 100 douchebags were like kind of take, like being asked serious questions. Like it would be, it's the first of all, if it was 100 douchebags, a lot of the discussion is going to be around the Me Too movement.
Okay, so describe your douchebag. What's your douchebag?
First of all, for me, a douchebag is like a Me Too waiting to happen.
Okay.
But I could be wrong about it, because I think somebody might consider me a douchebag, and I don't consider myself in the category that I consider those guys. So let's hash this out.
Okay.
What is a douchebag? Because of course, like if there was a sketch done about it, I would be in the sketch.
Yeah.
Right? And I would be the douchebag that doesn't wear a shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But it's like, it's not my problem. It's everybody else hating.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I be in a store with my shirt on? Like, it's not my fault that clerks don't work out. Maybe. So, you know what I mean? But whatever. It would, you know. Wait, am I a douchebag? Yeah, that's funny. What would you see? What would you like to see 100 of?
100. Oh man, that's a hard question. Like, okay, 100. Let me think of what would be interesting. 100.
Something that has to be. It better be more interesting than 100 douchebags, which you won't delve into with me for some reason. Whatever.
100 douchebags is good. I don't know. I can't think of what I want to see. You've blown me out of the water with your douchebags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are relevant subcultures? Right? Oh, I know what the next one's gonna be.
What?
The next one's probably gonna be like 100 transgender people.
Oh,
or
yeah.
100. LBTBQB. LGBTQ. There's another one now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's going to be 100.
100 of those.
I
would watch one with the however many people they have now on the dark web. What is that?
We'll skip this one. The intellectual inter I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dark web. Dark web.
You know, that group of people that are just like.
But are there 100 of them?
I don't know. That's why I said.
Isn't it just
many?
Like Joe Rogan and Sam Harris and Jordan Peterson? Is that the group you're talking about?
Yeah.
Whatever, the intellectual dark web. Is that what they are?
That's what we're calling them.
Okay, there it is. 100 of those. What would like 100 flat earthers?
Flat earthers. I guess that would be interesting.
More than 100 douchebags.
I'll watch. Who is your famous, like, who is your household name douchebag?
Ray J.
Sorry, I didn't realize you thought about this so much.
I didn't. It was just the first name that came to my mind. It was like the whole cast of Jersey Shore. Like, come on. Like, it's there's a lot of douchebags out there. There's a lot of douchebags in the lexicon.
Yeah.
In the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
The creator of American Apparel.
Definitely douchebag.
Why can't I be at work in my underwear?
Exactly. That's what douchebags do. They ask a lot of why can't I questions. Right? Why can't I just tell a chick she has nice tits if she has nice tits? Like, I can tell if she's wearing a sweatshirt. I'm good at that. You know, it's yeah. That's kind of what douchebags do.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
They definitely won't be getting asked about robots.
Although they might start talking about robots.
How about, okay, what do you think white women would have to say about robots? You're now speaking for all women on robots.
I'm speaking for all white women on robots. Well, my first thought was of Alexis and how she serves the kitchen, and that's a good thing. And
how she serves whose kitchen? We don't have an Alexis. We don't know how an Alexis works. What are you talking about? Have you seen an Alexis work?
No.
Have you been up close and personal with an Alexis? No, you haven't. You have no idea what an Alexis does. And you're trying to act like you do. It serves the kitchen. You said it, Alexis serves. I had to stop you just in case what you said was retarded and didn't know it. Like, Alexis serves the kitchen. Alexis Serves the kitchen. Serves the kitchen.
What would you say as a black man about robots?
Whoa. I'm going to talk about AI.
Okay.
No, I'll talk about robots. But no, let's talk about how Alexa serves the kitchen. And that's a good thing. I don't know, man. It's just like, I feel like robots are pretty good.
It's not easy
at all. Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow, that sucks. I didn't want to find out like that. Goodness gracious. Man, I don't know. I hope that people aren't listening to it. Well, that's why they didn't ask 100 white women, 100 black men about robots, because we're only one. We would only represent 1% of each of those groups.
Yeah.
So you cannot rely on the fact that all we could muster between the two of us is, I think it's pretty good. that is not indicative of the culture. I made a joke that Anzi was going to speak for all white women, but
1%.
Yeah, 1%. 1%. 1%. Yeah. I will say this. The Asians said stuff that mattered. And it was something interesting that one of the Asians said about it. He says, well, if this is the case, we have to really rethink our human relationship with tools.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
And then what our rights are with said tools. And
white women would definitely be having that conversation.
I know me and you would be having that conversation. Yep. I mean, because that's the conversation we wanted to have, right? Right? These are fuck robots. Like, for us, these are fucking robots. These are sex robots. These are sex robots for us. Like, instantly. It's like, how do I have this conversation in a respectable way? Not one single one of those agents brought up sex robots. I promise you. It was just all valid shit about, I never thought about that. We do have to rethink our relationship with tools. Like, are drones tools? Because we have to rethink. Oh, he said drones.
I was trying to think of something to say about drones, but
yeah,
I couldn't.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Drones.
No, they handled that very well, very eloquently. You might want to. It's also, if I do say so, the Asian Millennials episode was the easiest one to watch. And I don't know if it's because it wasn't just so much, like, hard to watch, like, explosive energy where it was like, you know, people are trying to make other people feel their emotion more than they're trying to make them hear their logic, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that makes me cringe when I feel that. When I see people doing that, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm just like, so it's... I had to stop the black men and the white women. Like, I couldn't watch them straight through.
Men.
Yeah,
stop it, white women.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to get a little bit more respectful to each other.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, I tell you what, like, you know, us intermingling hasn't helped. Like, it's interracial dating hasn't
not
done
helping.
Anything. It's
You're
not
right.
helping.
You're right.
It's not helping.
A lot of
I'm not saying it's the cause of the problem, but I'm just saying we've only become more like each other. And this isn't good. This isn't good.
But are we going to have children? Is it the next generation going to save us all? Because the next generation is going to see how we have no respect for each other, how we just scream at each other, be like, I'm going to be different. I'm going to be better. And so these beautiful biracial children are going to save it. They're going to stop it.
Yeah, but I don't think we can't call them beautiful, though.
No?
I don't know. It's just like, it's just weird. It's just like, so I'm watching the 100... The Hispanics. 100, the 100 Hispanics, right?
You know, okay.
I'm watching that one, and it's also, you can see it in black culture, in black male culture, black female culture, even white woman culture. There's this, like, inferiority complex kind of, like, bred in about white men and like white ideals of beauty, or you'll see, like, black women claim that the reason that they wear weave is because black men like white women and white women have this type of hair.
Yeah,
where it's like, that's not what you're doing that for at all.
Right.
Nobody's ever asked for that.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like the other dude, it's just like this whole weird thing where it's like so what?
Yeah. If
that's what white people think is attractive.
Yeah.
Do you know what about did we ever take that angle?
Yeah.
You know, I felt that growing up, and I just felt, and I feel like that's why I never really identified with like calling things racist and even trying to say that like racism was ever attempting to slow me down, is because my self-esteem doesn't relate to the idea that white people are somehow superior to me.
Right.
I just don't get that. I don't relate. I don't get it. I don't believe it. Like, I've been told my whole entire life everyone was equal, and that makes more sense to me.
Right.
You know? Right. So, like, that's kind of what I guess that's why it's hard for me to relate. And I guess that's what I was seeing in some of it when they were discussing the interaction between them and white people, or, you know, when race was being the topic of discussion.
Yeah.
It's like, well, a lot of it is like what they think white people are thinking about them when they're in a situation.
Yeah.
And you can't read everybody's mind. You're only reading, and you're only taking their looks, you know, and processing them through the filter of you being this thing that they're looking at as inferior.
Right.
You know, it's like there's a whole lot of calculating and recalculating, and, you know, it's just you. And honestly, like, you can even say calibrating and recalibrating, like somebody else's perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of work. So I think at the end of the day, I want to see 100 douchebags.
I want to know why you don't want to see 100 black women.
Oh, I think they're going to show that.
Yeah.
Unless it was just too explosive.
That's pretty explosive.
Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty explosive. I think they're going to be... Here's my prediction. I'm saying it right now. This is going to be the one, because I like the way black women do this, where they like pick a narrative about the way this is supposed to be. Like, this is supposed to be a respectful conversation.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep accusing people of well, I thought this was supposed to be a respectful conversation, so I'm not going to address what she said because I'm not going to stoop to the level of an idiot, or like, you know, like the
or
that.
Like even throw in there, but if I was to respond, which I'm not, I would tell her that this. Like,
I love it. I love it. That's going to be my favorite one. They're saving that one for last.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everybody wants to see.
Yeah.
Like, of the ones that they would likely do.
Yeah.
That's the one everybody wants to see. Like, what do 100 black women have to say about this?
Yeah.
Because it's like, black women are just this really interesting people compared to everybody else in our culture. Because, like, so white women don't come from a matriarchal family structure.
Mm-hmm.
Black women do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the black community is definitely a matriarchal community.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if people are married and husband starts acting up, the wife never says, I'm going to call your dad, right?
Yeah.
And just the idea that the wife says, I'm going to call your mom, is absurd.
Yeah.
Like, call my mom. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm a grown man. Could you imagine?
You know,
whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, it's just a very matriarchal structure. So there's this strength that comes with them, you know, but then there's like, you know, they're women, you know, but there's this vulnerable side, this very soft side, and this side that needs to be soft.
Yeah.
You know, like because that tenderness needs to exist in order to raise kids. That's mm-hmm. a biological thing, that why women are tender.
Yeah.
You know?
Or else you raise a psychopath.
Basically.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, black men. You just see the way they talk to each other in town hall meetings. They're psychopaths. Yeah. Now, those are good. I think those are a worthwhile watch.
I'll do it.
Yeah?
I will.
Yeah. Nice. Well done. Well, we're done.
Yeah, I think so. We're done.
Finally, convinced. No, I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think we managed a fairly good episode of, man, I have notes. We talked about one thing. Man, I didn't get to talk about how I hate being informed. Whatever. All right. Think you ready to close it out? People will probably already turn this off. So, okay. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, rate, review. And, yeah. Thank you.
You.